Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brandon coming to you live from Fort Smith, Arkansas, with another live devotional. And I guess you can call it a live devotional because we're going to just kind of talk. I just want to talk to you for a little bit tonight. And hopefully it'll be a blessing to you all. But before we get into the devotional, first off, the title of the devotional is God Knows Your Calling. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. But before we do, just want to just come on here and touch base with you all and see how you're all doing. Boy, it was a busy, productive week last week, and so never really had the chance to do a video because of just, you know, how things were. But hopefully, Lord willing, we'll pick up on doing videos again this week. And so I'm excited to see what God's going to do. And God is, I'm telling you what, God is doing a work. Amen. And God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And I just want to say this. I am who I am by the grace of God. And there are things I don't deserve, but I have because of God's grace, because of God's mercy and love and long-suffering. And so, you know, God is, I'm glad that I serve a wonderful God. I'm glad that I serve a God that is long-suffering, is loving, is merciful, is kind, is meek. And, you know, it's just amazing to see what God is doing. And so God has been doing a work in my life, and I see that. It's really evident. And for any of those, for any of you guys, may take a look at my life, and you know, you may see it too. You may take a look at me and say, "Yeah, I could see God's doing a work in you," and He is. God's doing a work, and God gets all the glory and honor for that. And so, excuse me. So, anyways, so I thought I'd come on here to see how you're all doing, and I know I'm a little bit repetitive and stuff, so please bear with me. And so, again, the title of this devotional is God Knows Your Calling. And I want to get into that a little bit tonight. And so if you guys have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. And we're going to start here in verse 4. So Jeremiah chapter 1, we're going to start in verse 4. And we're going to read a little bit here. It says, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." And we'll continue on. It says, "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak." And so, I just want to just take a few moments tonight and be able just to kind of hopefully be an encouragement to you. Okay? So first, here in verse 5, God is telling Jeremiah that before he formed Jeremiah in the belly, God knew him. God knew him. And I'm going to tell you something, is that before you were even conceived, okay, before you were conceived, before God formed you and your mother's womb and your mother's belly, God knew you. He knew you. He knew your name. He knew everything about you. Now, you might say, well, how's that possible? Well, it's possible because he's God. And secondly, we know that God had a plan for Jeremiah even before he was formed. Okay? Now, what this comes to show you is that God had a will for Jeremiah. God had a will for Jeremiah. And God knew what his plans were for Jeremiah before he formed them. And so the fact that he was formed in the way that he was shows you it is all part of God's will and plan that he had set in motion for the prophet Jeremiah. And so we see this, and the thing is, God is going to do this with every single individual. And I want you to really think about that too. God didn't just do that just for a set of people and then whatever. No. God does this with every single person. God knows already. He already knows who he will believe, who will believe in him, and who will not. But to those who he knows won't believe, he will still give them a chance. Okay? He'll still give them a chance. Now, we see that God has a will for every single person that is born. He has a will. Okay, God has a will. And I've said in a lot of posts that the question isn't, will I do God's will? The question is, will I be obedient to God's will? And so, Jeremiah, God had a will for Jeremiah. He did. And if we continue on, if we continue on, we see that before he even came out of the womb, that God sanctified him. What does it mean? It means that God took Jeremiah and sanctified him in the womb. Means that God had plans for Jeremiah and he was going to set Jeremiah apart away from the world and onto himself. So that Jeremiah by his own free will would be able to accept and be obedient to what God was going to call him. But we don't just see a setting apart. But God also says, I ordained thee a prophet. It means that God knew and his plan and will for Jeremiah was to be a prophet, and he ordained Jeremiah before he was even born. So, you might say, well, that's good and all, Brother Brandon, but what does that have to do with any of us? Well, let me tell you something. God knew when before you were even formed, God knew the kind of person you would be. And particularly those who believe in Christ, He knows what your calling is. Why? Because he's God, and God has a will for your life. And he knows that they will accept God, accept his will. And so, we see that God, like Jeremiah, and like all the prophets and apostles, God knows who you're to become. He knows. He knows the calling on your life because he put it there. And he knows how to bring about that in your life. And so, sometimes I think we get discouraged when we go through trials and tribulations. Why? We get discouraged because we wonder, Lord, why is this happening to us? But I'm here to tell you tonight that God knows why. God knows what he's doing. And the simple fact of the matter is that what you may be going through may be God equipping you for your calling in the future. But we don't see it that way. But God's ways are higher than our ways. God knows what's best. Okay? He knows what's best. But he also knows how to bring about your calling. Why? Because he created you, he formed you, he already had purposed a will for your life. And he already purposed that because he knew the kind of person you'd become. You know, the Bible talks about how the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so, all I'm trying to get at here is when we read what God is telling Jeremiah, okay, God ordered his steps. And in the same fashion, he has ordered your steps. Believer, I want to encourage you with this evening. That God has ordered your steps. He has not just ordered your steps, but he has ordained good works for you to walk into. And we see this as being an example of God preparing good works to be walked into. The Bible also says, despise not small beginnings. And so I want to encourage you. If God has if God has called you into a mighty calling, and you start off small, don't be discouraged by the small start that you get. Okay? Because the small start, the small beginnings, is to help you to be faithful in that which you were given. And once you are faithful in that which you are given, God will give you more. But the more and more God will give you, the more He will expect from you. And so, I want you to take a look at my life. I didn't just jump up as a preacher overnight and start preaching the Word of God. No. I did not do that overnight. It takes time. And God will use trials and tribulations to strengthen you, to equip you. He'll do these things so that you will be a fitly used vessel for His glory and His honor. And so I just want to encourage you tonight, don't despise small beginnings. And easier, much easier said than done, be thankful for what God has given you. Be thankful for the trials and the testings. Be thankful for even the stresses that you go through. Be thankful in that, because God will use that to mold you, to prepare you, to equip you into the calling that He so wills for your life. Sometimes we just ought to stop and think and say, Lord, why is this happening? Sometimes we just got to stop and think, take a breather. There's nothing wrong with asking the Lord why certain things are happening. Excuse me, there ain't nothing wrong with that. It's okay to ask God questions. Okay? But sometimes, there are just times that we just need to take a step back and take a breather and not try to figure everything out. God wants you to trust and obey. And I'll tell you something, when you trust and obey God, God will honor you for that. He'll honor you for that. When you trust and obey God in the most difficult times, God will honor you for that. He will. It may be right away, it may not be right away, but don't get discouraged. For if you continue on and you strive to enter into the narrow gate and you keep persisting to work and work and work, just know that your labor is not done in vain. And God's word will not return unto Him void. It won't. But the question is, will you be obedient to what God calls you to be? Will you be obedient and allow God to do a work in your life, so that He may prepare you for the very thing that He is wanting you or calling you into? Sometimes we want to go off and we get discouraged and we want to give up. But I just want to tell you is, don't give up. You endure hardness like a good soldier. You stand firm on the Word of God. You trust Him and you obey Him. And in time, He will honor that. And like I said, it might be right away, it may not be. If it is right away, then praise God. But if not, don't get discouraged. God knows. He knows what you gave up. He knows what you forsook for the sake of his kingdom, he will honor that. Sometimes, you know, that takes time. Sometimes it doesn't. As sometimes we ask and question God, why, Lord, did you not answer my prayer now? Well, we got to understand is that, like prayer, God is going to do things on His timing. God is going to do it on His timing and not yours. When you think you know something, you don't. God knows better. God knows more than you. And so I just want to encourage you today, whatever God may be calling you into, you stand firm, you stand strong, you endure hardness like a good soldier. And you wait on the Lord, you be patient, in time God will give it to you. Amen? So, yeah. But anyways, that's all I've got for tonight. And I hope that this brings you encouragement. I hope you guys get a blessing from this. Please do share this video. If you feel led, please do share this video. Amen? And with that said, that's all I got for tonight. I love you guys. God bless you. You guys have a great night. And Lord willing, we'll see you all. Lord willing, we'll see you all on Tuesday. All right? I love you guys. God bless you. See ya. Love you. Bye.